We begin, though, on the top of the world in the Himalayas, where Nepal is marking a grim one-year anniversary of the devastating earthquake there. Nepal is still feeling aftershocks, literal and figurative. Anoop Kofle is deputy world editor at BuzzFeed News. He grew up in Nepal, and he's gone back three times in the last 12 months, twice as a journalist and once last November to get married. When I asked him how much progress Nepal has made on rebuilding efforts, he said, not much.
Many of the homes that were razed to the ground in the villages look the same. People are still living under tarpaulins that are tied by tree branches, eating nettle leaves from the mountains. They were sleeping on the floor on these very thin mats that have been donated all winter, all monsoon. So it was just disheartening to see that the government hadn't taken any sort of steps to help these people.
Tell me about the wedding, because I know the backdrop for that kind of very special celebration was this massive rebuilding effort and a blockade by neighboring India.
Yeah, I mean, we've been planning the wedding for a year almost. And in September, Nepal passed its constitution. And there were sort of like political disagreements between ethnic groups in the south. So that was sort of a backdrop for India to impose a blockade that essentially blocked all the fuel and daily supplies that was coming into the country. So my wedding happened right in the middle of all that. My grandmother, like, you know, she brought firewood from about 7 hours of drive away. And, you know, I was buying fuel in the black market. I've sort of always known Nepal to be dysfunctional, chaotic. But, you know, this time it sort of really hit hard because it came right after the earthquake. So people who were living in very remote places, they suffered the most because, you know, some of the relief materials never reached those places.
So 1 year after this earthquake, what is getting better and what's still a work in progress?
One of the positive things has been a lot of NGOs or young people, they've sort of taken it on themselves to sort of go and help rebuild schools, rebuild hospitals in very remote places. You know, some of the villages have sort of fared much better because, for example, Barpak, which is the epicenter of the earthquake, a lot of the houses there are owned by British soldiers or people who work abroad. And, you know, they've been able to go back and rebuild. So, say, of 450 homes in the epicenter, you know, 100 homes have been rebuilt, but 300 are still sort of living in, you know, these ramshackle huts. And that's the situation of most of the remote places.
But Anoop, $4 billion was raised to support relief and rebuilding efforts. Where has that money gone?
So one of the things about that money was it was pledged at the International Donors Conference. And when I spoke to the head of the National Reconstruction Authority in February, he told me that only $898 million had been agreed in a paper of those $4.1 billion, but none of those $898 million had even, like, you know, come to the country. According to him, for any of the money to sort of come into Nepal, the country needs to show that they have a detailed plan, and the country doesn't have a detailed plan on how it's going to rebuild.
Wow, no detailed plan after an earthquake. I know you've seen many signs that the government failed in those rebuilding efforts. Is there one moment or story that really captured that failure for you?
A lot of the local villages, they run electricity through hydropower transformers, and they were destroyed during the earthquake. So a lot of generators came through donations. And in this specific case, China had donated about 9 generators to Gorkha district. I mean, one generator would basically help an entire village. But what ended up happening was the local office in Gorkha decided to distribute these generators between the army, the police, you know, and just use it for themselves. And when I asked the government official who was in charge of doing this, he sort of like said very matter-of-factly, you know, we were working hard. We needed the generators.
Wow. How do people respond to that?
They don't have any expectations. It's like, well, you know, the government's never really done anything. They're frustrated, but they also know that nothing better is probably going to come.
What does the coming year look like for Nepal? I mean, it sounds kind of it's very much on the edge.
I think the coming year is going to be very important because, you know, if people are going to continue to live in these temporary shelters coming monsoon, which is soon, and then another winter, I feel like, you know, a lot of them are in the danger of losing their lives.
Anoop Kofle, deputy world editor of BuzzFeed News, telling us about what's changed a year on since the devastating earthquake in Nepal. Anoop, thanks very much.
Thank you very much for having me.